Casting Network.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. We hope everybody's had a great week. We are coming up on our 4th of July celebrations next week, so I hope everybody's got all that in tune. And if you're not sure what to do, there's some ideas, of course, on our site here on Facebook. I posted a few ideas that might come in handy if you're going to barbecue or whatever outside. Well, good morning, guys. How's it going?
I'm doing good.
Well, everything's going fine. Thank you.
How was your week, Rick?
This was a rough one. Trying to keep up with the garden and the grass through the rain. We butchered just 4 chickens, which I've got some theories on this. Also, then, of course, I refinished 1,200 feet of hardwood floor, which is just about as much as a guy my age can take. So it has been.
Hell, it's a guy as much as any guy any age can take, Rick.
Well,
you're selling yourself short. I saw the picture. She did an incredible job.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, it was worth it from that point of view. I'm looking forward to healing today. It is a lot of work, back-breaking labor. Fortunately, mostly you're inside, for that. I cranked the air conditioner down to 68. The guys I was working with were still dripping all over the place. Even at 68 degrees, if that tells you, what kind of labor is involved in.
Oh, it's massive.
It is a lot of physical labor. But it's been a worthwhile week because I got just about everything done that I wanted to do, and when there were moments when I had to stay out of the guy's way who was sanding, I did things like worked on the vegetables, cut the grass, slaughtered the Rhode Island Reds. They were a big pain in the butt. Don't like their attitude.
Right.
I have a theory on this, and I don't necessarily want to go left or right while we're talking, but the setup and the cleanup is going to be the same whether you do 1 chicken or 12. So
right.
My theory on that would be, you'd almost be better off doing more chickens because it's
yes.
really no more work. It's really literally a plucker. I got an electric plucker, which is honestly, I don't know. Whoever watches, every time I throw a chicken in there, they have to laugh. It is humorous. They go in looking like a chicken,
yeah.
and they come out looking like a baby butt. So it's pretty cool, and it only takes 15 seconds.
Did you say electric plucker?
Yeah,
he's electric plucker, Lori.
Oh, okay.
Electric. It looks like a washing machine without the metal around it. Yeah, it looks like a metal wash tub. As a matter of fact, there are people that make them out of wash tubs because wash tubs are really perfect because they got those holes in them. And
you can pump the rubber fingers right through them or push
yeah.
the rubber fingers right into them.
Right, that's where the chicken fingers go. And then the bottom... which is where your agitator typically is, that's the part that spins. So you've got the rubber fingers all the way around the outside, which do not move, and the bottom has rubber fingers sticking straight up. That spins, so what it's doing is twirling the chicken against these rubber fingers that have little grippers on them, and as the chicken will not spin as fast as the spinner is spinning, but as the chicken whizzes by these steel fingers that rip their feathers off, which goes, you plug a hose into this, and the water comes out the bottom along with the feathers. So you just drain it into a 5-gallon bucket, and that's that. So what I'm saying here is, you know, and then, of course, you got to set up the turkey fryer with some water because you got to scald them. You know, the older chickens, I scalded them 2 times. That worked real well. I scalded them for about 20 or 30 seconds at 150, throw them in there, throw them back in the water, do it again. And then I only had about 60 seconds of plucking, and that was really on the wingtips and right down the middle of the back. And you know what?
Right.
What, gutting, cleaning a chicken, you're talking 1 to 2 minutes. That's nothing at all. That's a joke.
Right.
And of course,
well, we just skin them.
Get the eggs.
You know, that's what we do here. Well, we just skin them completely. We don't mess with plucking.
Well, and that would probably be, yeah, if you don't have a plucker, that would undoubtedly be the way to go. Now, I've got 4 Rhode Island Reds in the freezer. My wife is actually dying to do the chicken stock, which I know we talked about, with regard to joint health and leaky gut syndrome. So, you know, she's really dying. And then, of course, what? The obvious cuisine quality, you know, that you get with a homemade product like that, which, you know, if the assertions on the internet are correct, it's beyond what is for sale at the store, which I would believe. I mean, you know, it's a lot of things you do yourself are actually better than store bought, and that, I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know, think of a pie. I mean, you go into any supermarket and buy a pie, trust me, it's going to taste pretty bad. It's going to taste like a canned product with a cardboard crust. You get a decent pie from a decent woman, or a decent man in my case, it's going to be a doggone pie, and it's going to taste like a pie. And, you know, nobody in their right mind ever gets me birthday cake. You know, for me, it's got to be birthday pie. So, as long as, you know, it's fine. And an electric plucker. You know, you got to throw in a plucker with that pie. So I got this.
There you go.
I got this plucker for my birthday because, you know, I'm such a handy, helpful person. And, you know, I require that kind of consideration. This rooster's killing me. For those of you that weren't paying attention, I bought 12 hens, and one hen won't get off the others, and it's larger and noisier, and it turns out that isn't no hen at all. It's a hen in drag, and so...
I hate those drag hens.
Yeah, there was a guy up here yesterday. He says, Rick, you need a rooster because I just love the sound. He comes up here around lunchtime, and the rooster is still going. And yeah, drag hen is right. Comes up here around lunchtime, the thing won't shut up. And he goes, I thought those things only did that first thing in the morning. And I said, what was that, a Bob Evans commercial? Where'd you get that at?
No, they go all day long.
Yeah, that's what I said the other day.
Ask Shirley, who's going to be calling in here in a while. He'll tell you.
Well,
the roosters go from... Oh, they'll go till 2 o'clock in the morning, and you know they'll start again at 4.
Oh yeah, which around here is when the whippoorwills pick up. So there's always the song of nature going on in your ear while you're trying to get some shut eye. It really is. Is something. It really is something. Although I must admit, I do think it's funny when I'm in bed and I'm always half awake. I'm never asleep really, and somewhere around first light, I'll hear the rooster start up, and I'm like, yeah, that does sound like a Bob Evans commercial for real. So, you know, if you're thinking about, this is why a lot of urban settings, you're allowed to have, it depends on the city fathers and the law, but you're allowed to have a certain number of hens, no roosters. That is the reason for that mania. Because they will drive the neighbors nuts. Now, you know, everybody says, well, you know, you could always eat them, and I think we talked about that. We'll see about that. I'm not totally certain. My nearest neighbor is about 300 yards away. He hasn't said anything yet. So we'll see, you know.
I'd rather irritate the neighbors. Just for the fun.
Well, here's a question. Seeing as how I got 4 Buff Orpingtons, 6 Barred Rocks, and 6 black Ostrilorps, what are my chickens going to be now? Mixed breed, which
will be healthier. Chickens are the only animal I know that when you mix breeds, well, I don't know, there might be others. The only one I know about for sure, when you mix breeds, the chicks come out healthier than pure breeds.
Mutt. Well, everybody says the same about a mutt. You go to town and you get a mutt. Yeah, you get a mutt. I'm a mutt. You know, that's mutts tend to do well. What is on your mind before we do gardening? And I've got some things I want to talk about with respect to tomatoes and other things, pyrethrin and stuff like that. Do you want to mention anything with regard to the geopolitical elements and or our collapsing financials, anything like that?
Well, first thing I want to do is let our listeners know that my good friend John Moore's wife died last Wednesday. I sat in for him for a couple of shows. He's supposed to be back on the air Monday. But anyway, I asked for people's prayers for John and his family. This wasn't anything that was unexpected, but it has happened, and it hit John really hard. So prayers would be most appreciated. Other than that, Rick, I really don't have anything. The only thing I've got is supposedly the U.S.-China trade talks are back on track because Trump conceded on Huawei, the big cellular company, where he had banned them from operating in the U.S. Apparently, he's backtracked on that. I guess he's going to let them go ahead and continue with what the Justice Department says is fine, and just to get trade talks back on with China. So that's the only real financial news I know about. Of course, gold is still up above 1,400. Silver, the last I looked, was above 15. So things are looking interesting. All right, but that's really all I had, Rick.
Sure, and no doubt, you know, when I was young, and I don't think our listeners are, when they would give you the news, they would also include things like where the stock market was, and I would just roll my eyes and say, is there really anybody that cares where the stock market is? So there may be people in our audience that would wonder why in the world we would, you know, in the middle of talking about gardening and canning and roosters, why in the hell would we bring up something as inane as precious metals? Why would we do that? And we've tried to describe this before, that there is an inexorable link. These are ugly Siamese twins. They are interconnected, and you can't separate them.
That's correct. Absolutely, because the value of the dollar is shown in the price of gold and silver, but mainly in the price of gold. You know, the higher gold goes, the less the dollar is worth. That's the correlation.
Yeah, you're talking about your purchasing power, of course.
Right, correct.
And people think, no, they don't. And they think, well, you know, my credit card still works at Walmart. That's all that matters. I'm down with that. I get that. It is convenient. I get it. And we are America after all, and nothing bad has ever happened here in America, and never will.
In their memory,
that's right. Right. And they don't remember the Great Depression. They don't remember World War One or Two. They were probably
set. Well, even the War of 1812 took a tremendous hit to our economy. People don't remember that. They weren't alive. They're not expected to remember it or to even know it. But the War of 1812 hurt our economy tremendously.
Oh, yeah. I was in my teens when that happened, and I can tell you, it was inconvenient if you weren't rural. So And a lot of people don't really remember even the insanity of Vietnam. So, you know, they
right.
think they only, their memory goes back just about as far as Barack Obama, you know, and anything beyond that was a false flag in their head. And I get that, but you know, the whole premise of this show is if you don't want to call it preparedness, it is certainly self-reliance. That's what we're doing. And the reason that we're bringing this up is because, as Tim said aptly, again, it's important to watch gold because that's your dollar leaving town. And so,
exactly.
you know, when you see gold start to spike up, you can expect that disaster isn't so far behind. And furthermore, we now see the overnight Fed rate paying more than the 10-year bond. So this is a really nasty bond inversion, and disaster generally follows within 12 months, and that 12 months started, was it in March or May? I can't even remember anymore. It was so
the yield curve itself?
When did it originally invert?
January.
February.
January, I knew it was the month.
I knew it was the month that began with M. So 12 months. So hypothetically, if you know, and if history is any indication, and by the way, you look good. And by the way, this indicator is 100%. It has. I'm talking to the rooster person out here. It's amazing how this guy struts. Oh my God. Well, he's got 23 girlfriends. What are you going to do? That's better than Elvis. Yeah. It must be weather. Never mind. I was going to make some kind of a, never mind. This is a family show, so we can't go there. There are so many chicken sayings out there, that it's amazing. I mean, you know, if you ever wondered, you know, about this country's historic rural link, I mean, the all of the egg sayings and all of the chicken sayings, you know, that just will not leave, like the pecking order and a stitch in time. All right, I'm screwing around again, sorry. But there are, the next time you say something, you know, don't put your eggs in the way. Next time you do that, you know, you'll remember that it's because everybody used to have chickens.
Right.
With respect to metals and your position in the world and the inverted yield curve, I think what we're really trying to do here is to draw a timeline for you so that just in case you've put off everything, doing everything we ever said, you know, and you're looking for some sort of a time frame, I am going to suggest that you probably don't have. I know that you because you've always had a lot of time, you probably think you always will. And I'm not trying to do fear porn here, but you know, the yield curve has been inverted now for 6 months, technically.
Right.
And this indicator has been 100% accurate. Every single time we've had an inverted yield curve, we have had some sort of a very profound crash or depression. So, you know, you really
not only that, Rick, we've never had a yield curve this much to inverted to the degree that it's inverted. As far as I know, historically, it's never happened.
Right. Well, we have never had this kind of debt, and we sure have never had this many derivatives owned by banks as we do now.
Right. Okay, folks, we got our first break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We've just been talking about a few different things this morning, but gentlemen, before we go any further, we do have a caller on the line. We have Jerry in Texas on line 9. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Laurie. Tim.
Hey, Jerry.
Rick. Hey, three terms that come to with chickens and beef and what have you. They cackled like a hen when they was laughing. They strut their walk and talk of the walk. You know, it's amazing how we use different animals to describe some of our own actions. I don't know where that puts us, but that comes to mind. On the financial deal. Old goat. our grandmothers or nannies or nanas. It's interesting. And of course, goats, all babies are kids, you know, and they act like human, you know. I can't differentiate between human and goats, you know, when they're small. But anyway, the financial deal, I wanted to talk about that for just a minute and import my lack of knowledge. I'm going to bounce all over the place here. The other day, okay. I quit following it because it's so depressing, so far as not the stock market so much as the commodity, whatever, comments.
The comments?
On gold.
Yeah,
and,
right?
Yeah, on gold and silver and how they're manipulating
You shouldn't even be, you shouldn't even be looking at that.
Well, I don't much anymore. But also, I look at the website. Well, it's MSM money, you know, for whatever it may be worth. But you look at the it's Microsoft News money.
Oh,
it just you know, just a quick look.
I wouldn't look at their chart, Jerry. In all honesty, buddy, I wouldn't even look at their charts. There's so many better places to get your news.
I know, but you look at the money exchange, the U.S. dollar against the euro particularly, and also the British sterling, British pound.
Yes.
That gives, to me, that gives a pretty good indicator where the U.S. dollar fiat currency is. But, you know, I just,
well, those three you mentioned, buddy, it's a question of which one's falling faster in value.
Well, there's, it's the truth. It fluctuates. It's all manipulation. But,
that's right. So it's like a carnival ride. They're not going to let you out until you get to the end of it, and then some guy will open the door.
Yeah, I don't like roller coasters, so, you know, I don't look at it much anymore. Here's the deal. When's the last time you all heard any or read anything about the BRICS? You know, there's, what it was.
Yesterday.
Yeah, the BRICS.
The BRICS nation?
Huh?
Yeah.
They're going to set up. Yeah, they're going to set up their own currency. Yeah, there was talk about them superseding the American or the U.S. petrodollar. It's kind of fell all out of vogue that I've seen.
Well, it did fall out of vogue, but the Chinese yuan, gold-backed yuan, and the gold-backed ruble, now people are using those to buy oil. So where the BRICS nations have failed in their attempt to usurp the silverback gorilla that was the dollar, Russia and China are now walking all over our grave. So, I know the BRICS people aren't really in the picture, but let's see anybody stop Russia and China. Go ahead, Tim.
No, you're right, Rick. That's pretty much exactly what I was going to say. You know, the BRICS are still a economic consortium, but as far as their own currency, I haven't heard anything recently. Now, apparently they made a pretty big splash at the G20, but I haven't read everything on that yet, so I'm not going to talk about it. But they're absolutely circumventing SWIFT. They're absolutely getting Europe to join them. The EU.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's about all I know about it right this second. But I haven't done my research.
It is all about circumventing the SWIFT banking system because that's the dollar exchange. And I'm just saying this for the listeners. That is where a nation without a big currency exchanges the dollars to buy oil. It is the SWIFT system, SWIFT, the SWIFT system.
Right.
And they are. Russia and China, Jerry, you're going to stay there. Russia and China are circumventing the SWIFT system, yes.
All right, we'll be right back, folks. Jerry, please stay on the line. Number is 1-800-313-9443. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The radio.
And welcome back to Real Survival Show here on RBN. We have been talking with Jerry in Texas about finances. And gentlemen, you want to continue?
Okay, who's first? Somebody speak up.
Okay, I didn't mean to hijack your program, Rick, on gardening, but I wanted to throw out some questions and hopefully get some answers, not necessarily today, food for thought, if you will.
Okay.
This Libra currency, like Bitcoin, you know, whatever you call it, cyber currency that sure. Announced last week, Facebook and Amazon, and I forget who all was involved in that. They're going to launch that, supposed to be launching it right after the first year, and that's 6 months away.
Right.
I'm kind of curious about some of this. What is the World Banking System, International Money Fund, what is it, CMF, CFR, IMF, and the Council for Foreign Relations, and you know, they're all the same entity, just got different titles, I think. But are they going to allow some of this stuff to happen?
Not only are they going to allow it to happen, Jerry, they're going to encourage it. Everything I've been reading from behind the scenes. tells me this Libra currency is going to be, its sole purpose is to promote one world currency. And of course, you know what we get after one world currency. You know, we get everything else one world.
You get the world. What you get.
George Singer said, New World Order. I didn't realize what he was alluding to at the time, and I kicked myself quite frequently.
Be a cashless. It'll be one way or the other, it's going to be a cashless society. One way or the other.
It'll be what?
A cashless society. Every stick of gum you buy and where you are and what you do, everything will be tracked according to your purchases through whatever it is, your Libra coin or whatever. They're going to know where you are and what you're doing every minute of every day.
Well, Rick, we're not that far away from it now debit card, credit cards, PayPal, you've got, it's there. People talk about Bitcoin and this, I can't think of the term now. We've got it. When's the last time that anybody's got payroll? And a lot of business contractors, it's electronic transfer. You never see anything.
Money never moves.
One to zero.
You buy a loaf of bread, nobody's going to go up to the bank and get a dollar and bring it down to the grocery store. That happens in some portion of a second. So you're absolutely right. It's here.
You can't kind of check anymore. Y'all old enough, used to, you could write a check if you didn't have money in the bank, and you at least had 2 days to get the check covered, but not anymore. Y'all, that happened. That happened with 9/11. They nipped that in the bud in 9/11 when, a lot of nefarious things went on with 9/11 that people are not aware of. But anyway,
Patriot Act was the worst legislation that ever happened, Gary.
Oh, yeah, they took 6 months for them to draw that up after 9/11. Okay.
Well, they had it ready.
I tongue in cheek, guys. They had that ready to rock and roll before 9/11 ever happened.
Let me go total conspiracy here. I'm going to suggest that the reason that they approved the destruction of those buildings was specifically so they could push the Patriot Act and those pieces of legislation right past Congress and the American public, because they knew they would have total support for anything they did. So, but somebody is going to say, Rick, now you've got your damn foil hat on again. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, thank you. I get it.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue. I'm going to say amen to that, along with the banking system. They said how many tens of thousands of checks that were supposed to be on those airplanes headed to the West Coast. Right. The banks written on the West Coast that was charged. So we're going to do all this electronically now that, that eliminated the cotton checks and all sorts of things, guys. And smell the coffee. But anyway, I just wanted to, this Libra, is it going to be the new BRICS?
No, it's going to be the new global currency. That's what their plan is from everything I've read, Jerry. It will wind up morphing into a global currency because Facebook is so popular globally and so many people trust it. I'm going to hold off as long as I can, but I'm willing to bet that eventually I'll have to get an account.
Well, invest your some money in pencils and erasers, folks, because all this cyber stuff scares the pants off of me.
Go low tech. Yeah, get an eraser because you're fallible.
Of course, a friend of mine, I always carry a pencil that's sharpened on both ends, because I told him one time, I'm like my daddy, I hadn't made but one mistake in my life, and that's when I thought I was wrong.
I got people in my family that don't have erasers, believe me, because they're never wrong. I got it. I got this.
But it's crazy what all's going on, and folks, one other thing, and I'll let y'all get back to your scheduled programming here. People that are bashing our president, that he's done right. Doing all these things, and I don't agree with everything that's transpired and what he has not been able to do. But when they start doing this, and we've got some radio talk show hosts on RBN, and I've asked a couple of them, Bush is not is a traitor. He's not sticking to what he campaigned. All right? That's fine and good. Let me finish. If you hate him and detest him that much, give me a name of somebody that we can vote in that'll do a better job than he is, that is able to take office. Give me a name. Right. Don't him haul around. I want first and last name. And they can't answer it. They can't answer it. So if you don't like Bush, Trump, come up with a good alternative. They can't do it.
Well, I just want to say this about that. I really do believe this, and it's a fine point, and it's irrelevant too. That is that I think when Donald Trump originally ran for president and took office, he thought he was going to be able to do a lot more than it turns out that I don't think he can do all of the things he wanted to, because he has been made aware that certain things he wanted to do would either topple the economy or start a war or just be too politically destructive. So I think he's been working with one hand tied behind his back, and I don't think he's used to that, but I still don't think he's any kind of traitor either.
For me to say that he's a traitor, it's like I've been telling people, he wants to drain the swamp. Well, folks, that swamp is Lake Michigan. It's too wide, too deep, and too long to be able to drain overnight, if you could ever drain it. And, unless he's got good support.
If
you don't like him, give us a good name for somebody that can do a better job than what he has been able to do and is trying to do. I'll shut up and let y'all get back to your regularly scheduled program, because growing our own food is very important. If we go to the Libra or whatever, we're going to have to grow our own food, because they can shut our ability to buy our groceries at the supermarket if they don't like us. Yeah, that is total
control.
They
can do that now.
China, they've got now? They've got this social profiling that appear to be a dissident, they will they'll cut you off. I mean,
right.
They'll travel.
That's where this is going. Trust me.
They'll prevent you from riding a train or a plane or a bus, all based on social credit score.
Allow you to buy only so much food at the market. They can do just about anything they want to if they cut off your finances.
That's the market. Well, that is the market of beast, truly.
Hey, thanks for taking my call and putting up with me. And y'all have a good weekend in spite of people like me.
You're a regularly scheduled you're part of the regularly scheduled program. So, no problem.
Very fine Independence Day, sir.
Hey, you too. Y'all there too. And enjoy the weekend.
Thanks. Yes, sir, you too.
Okay.
Thank you.
You too, Jerry. Have a safe fourth.
Okay. You know, Jerry brought up a lot of good points there, guys. course, you know, I don't know how familiar our listeners are with the social credit score system that China has. But basically, if you don't toe the party line, being the Communist Party, they take away your house. They prevent you from traveling. They limit everything that you do, including travel. And it's all done digitally. And, you know, and who's setting up this system? You know, it's nobody other than Google, Alphabet Incorporated, who's working for the Chinese government. You know, that's who's doing it for them, a U.S.-based company.
Right. And so, and so for young people, you have no ability to date, which means you have no ability to procreate. So they're basically just going to wipe you out digitally.
Correct.
Well, that was kind of a joke, but not really.
Well, no, you're actually correct.
Yeah, they're going to systematically remove you from the system. And Jerry was right, you know, about the grocery thing. You know, you better all learn to grow your own groceries. I know you think this is, you know, some kind of a tinfoil hat prepper joke. It isn't. There are about 25 reasons why you should be growing your own food. You know, if the quality of your food and the GMO problem isn't enough for you, you know, the financial aspect should be. And then, of course, we've had massive flooding. And everybody says, well, the prices of food are going to go up. Well, you know, they never go up so much that a credit card doesn't work. I know that. But at some point, you're going to have a really, really large problem, and you're not going to be able to get out of it because you don't know how to grow a dandelion. So, you know, that's a problem.
Well, agriculture's come out this week and actually announced in mainstream media that things are going to be very rough this fall and winter.
would not be surprised in any way. I mean, you know, you've got hundreds of thousands of acres that just are not in production right now. That has got to show up in the bottom line someday.
Right. Well, Will, you know, and a lot of the people don't realize a lot of the storage silos that we always bank on as strategic reserve for grains, not just a lot, a majority were destroyed in all this flooding.
Well, underwater, you mean?
So there's no backup,
grain,
folks.
That grain's ruined, that, I'm not even sure.
Yeah, it's gone.
If you get it out of the silo in time, it could be silage, but anyway. So that, he did bring up some very, very good points, and it always goes back to the same thing, doesn't it? If you don't know how to take care of yourself, you don't know how to take care of yourself. And one of these days, I know I sound like a broken record, but one of these days something's going to happen where you're going to be required to take care of yourself, and you're going to find out what natural selection is the hard way. You're going to be erased from society along with 90% of the others that are in a rack'em, stack'em, and pack'em high rise in an urban environment with the only thing to your name is your debt card, and suddenly you're hungry and nothing's going well and people are getting violent and they're trying to kill you, trying to take your wife and kids for collateral. It's just, you know, you're just asking for it if you're still playing that game. Shame on you. I don't even know why you're here. So, you know, I guess that sounds like I'm mean, but you know, I the Japanese say to know is to act, and I am definitely of that mindset. If you have some knowledge in your head, you are not responsible for what you know. For you to be for you to have knowledge of a certain situation and do absolutely nothing about it, personally, I cannot understand that. That's not something I can understand. There's no reason why you shouldn't know. I said this before, I apologize. We had some people over one time, and my wife was deadheading, talking, walking around with a glass of wine, deadheading the marigolds and talking to some gal, and she broke up in a marigold. I probably could say this.
broke open the marigold flower and put it in just under the surface of the dirt in the pot. And the gal says, well, what the heck was that all about? She said, I'm planting these seeds. She goes, seeds? Yeah, marigold seeds. Where'd you get them? Out of the marigold flower. She says, I didn't know seeds came from flowers. And I'm like, well, there you go.
Oh, wow.
That's the way the world is. This is how, this is where we're at. You know, they had to have a class, you know, in public school to tell kids that you didn't have a French fry tree, that you had to grow a potato first. It was amazing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. We're going to go to Art Off the Grid on Line 9 and Mike in Kentucky after that. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And welcome back to Real Survival Show here on RBN. We've talked about a few different things this morning. Tim, you said we had callers on the line you wanted to go to?
Yeah, let's go to Art on Line 9. Good morning, Art.
Morning, Art.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I got a question, a problem I'm having here.
Yes, sir.
Back about 15 years ago, Mama bought a wisteria plant, and she put it back out here on the fence line that separates the front yard from the side field. Now, my nephew was supposed okay. to take care of the puppy because I spent most of my life on the road traveling, working. But my nephew let it get out of control, and over 7 years, this thing has spread unlike anything. I mean, I've never seen anything spread like this other than kudzu. And it is
right.
the damned.
I understand.
It's the damnedest thing to get rid of. And I have tried
all
everything
right.
from cutting
all
it
right,
loose.
Here you go.
Rip it up to burning. It just keeps coming back.
All right, here you go. Find the vase. Chainsaw it off. A product called Tordon, T-O-R-D-O-N. You cut it off, and you put Tordon. You can get it at the farm supply store.
Yep, they use it at the cemetery. I guarantee that's the deal. Yeah, pay close attention to Tim there. That's the junk. Called what?
Yeah, that's how you get rid of it, Art. It costs about $20 a quart. But you only put a few drops on it. So anything else, and it doesn't go bad. Try not to let
you
it freeze because it sort of gels up.
Put those
it's
drops on
hard.
The open cut, but it'll have instructions in it. Just follow those instructions.
Right.
Well, you guys were kind of talking over each other. So, again, what is it called and where do I get it?
Go ahead, Rick.
Oh, you get it at the Catholic cemeteries in St. Louis. It's free. No, I'm kidding. That's where I get it. You look on that. Just look on Amazon. A Tordon, T-O-R-D-O-N. Right, Tim? Isn't that what it is?
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, what about the stuff where, because
yes,
what it does, the thing about the wisteria, though, is it creeps beneath the soil and it spreads.
Well, that's
so
what
even
the Tordon,
pull all of that up, some of it breaks
yeah,
off
no.
and then it goes back.
Well, no,
how do
yeah,
I kill
no,
all
got,
of that out across the field?
No, you don't. That's not how you do it. No, that's not how you do it. You'd be wasting your time, as you know. I've got wisteria issues myself. If you want it gone, I don't know how many times I've dug up and moved the wisteria, and it always comes right back. You cut that off, let's say a foot above the ground, and then you're going to treat that end with Tordon. But, you know, it's easy enough. Just look at YouTube, Google it, do all of it. They'll show you. Once you put that stuff on the open wound, it's very doubtful you will see anything again from the wisteria.
Okay, because I've been fighting with this for a year trying to kill it off, and it's just this
well,
stuff.
Well, you're not.
It's almost
to.
As rid of as poke salad.
Yeah, it's indestructible, right.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.